the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. You know, everybody has their favorite kind of movie or television show to watch. Jennifer likes to watch a lot of those murder mystery movies, the television shows like Snapped or all those Lifetime programs where the wife kills the husband, which sometimes concerns me. People come up to me all the time like, oh, I just watched this brand new drama, this brand new family drama. You really need to see it. And my response is always the same. No, I don't. I spend all week dealing with people's family drama. When I go home, I want to see somebody get hit in the face with a pie. Okay? I watch comedy movies all the time. And one of my favorites is City Slickers. You remember City Slickers with Billy Crystal? Okay. So they're out in the desert, they're trying to read the map, right? Which way is north? And he goes, he points up, right? North is up. We're used to seeing north as up, right? It's always at the top of the maps that we see. But here's the thing, and this is the history major, the map geek coming out in me. It wasn't until after Christopher Columbus sailed to the Americas that north was at the top of the map. As a matter of fact, on the map that Christopher Columbus was using and drawing as he went, which direction was at the top of the map? Do you know? East. East was at the top of the map. In the ancient Near East, the people of Israel always drew the map with east at the north. At the top. It's funny because it wasn't until the 1500s with this guy named Mercator who drew a map that north at the top of the map became the standard. We're used to that. That's how we orient ourselves to the world. North is up. South is down, right? In the gospel lesson that we have today, and really in the Old Testament lesson that we have today, we're talking about which way we're going to orient ourselves. Which way are we going to align ourselves? Which way, is it that we will know what to do, right from wrong, to understand how it is that we interact with other people? How are we going to find that direction? And in biblical terms, it comes down to that phrase, whom will we serve? Now, one of the great prophets of the 20th century, Bob Dylan, had a song about that. I wrote down some of the lyrics, and I want you to listen. You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're going to have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed. You're going to have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Bob Dylan's got some good lines. Let me tell you what. Worst concert I was ever at in my entire life. That's beside the point. He was probably a little burnt out by that point in his life. But who are we going to serve? It's an age-old question. Joshua asked it of the people of Israel, who are you going to serve? What are you going to do? How are you going to align your life? They had choices. They could choose to serve themselves. They could choose to serve this pantheon of other gods and idols and things. Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people respond back. And they say, yes, us too. Now, of course, the history that plays out in the Old Testament is that has not always been the case. The people of Israel were frequently led astray. They frequently did not follow the Lord and had to be brought back time and time again into the fold of God, into following God, into being in that space where they could listen and learn and use their lives to the love and service of God. in the gospel lesson that we have today, Peter answers this question whenever Jesus says, "Will you also turn away?" Peter says, "Lord, to whom are we going to go? You are the one with the words of eternal life." It's a rhetorical question. It's a duh. What are we supposed to do without you? What are we supposed to do? Who are we supposed to follow? Are we supposed to follow and serve our own wants and desires? Are we supposed to follow the worldly things that exist? Are we supposed to be materialistic? Are we supposed to do whatever it is that we feel benefits us the most? And Peter has the answer. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to turn that will give us direction and purpose? Where are we going to go to fill that, as a seminary professor of mine used to say, to fill that God-shaped hole that's in our hearts? Oh, some of us have tried other things. We've tried money, we've tried power, we've tried drugs, we've tried all sorts of things. Nothing quite fills that space in our lives like God. And many, many times, we as Christians fail to serve God. Why? Well, because we want to do something else, because we think it's a better idea, because we think that we know better than what the Spirit is saying to us. We have hubris, we have pride. We don't follow God all the time like we should, just like the people of ancient Israel. But God is a funny guy. We can keep turning back to Him, keep rerouting, like there's this divine GPS that recalculates our route and can get us back on track. God is always willing to welcome us back to service in the kingdom. God is always there for us to allow us to go back into that space, to reevaluate our own lives, and to be able to go out and actually serve God, to do what it is that God has tasked us to do in this very broken and very hurting world. We always have that chance. And for that, I give hearty thanks to God. For many times I myself have gone off into my own wants and desires, but I keep navigating my way back, looking for that beacon, for that hope, for that light, because, Lord, I don't know where else to go. The question that is presented before us each and every single day is the one that Joshua presents to the ancient people of Israel. Who will you serve this day? Will you serve your own broken desires? Will you serve the whims of political parties or materialism or the like? Will you follow those blindly? Or will you love and serve the Lord? Will you seek after Him? Will you desire more and more to love your neighbor as yourself, to go out into the world and serve those who are homeless and broken and in need or hungry? Are you going to call up your friends and neighbors and give them your time? Are you going to donate what you have, mind, body, and spirit, to the work of the kingdom? My brothers and sisters, whom will you serve this day? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We're not always good at it, but we will serve the Lord. Because where else are we going to go to find that love, to find that hope, to find that compassion? There's no place else. Let us love and serve the Lord. Amen.